Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. The news of an increase in parking fees at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital has met with many complaints. Vic Hopes of Easton has a view on some of the comments made. I have just read in today's evening news John Sells' take on parking at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and few will disagree with him that the number of spaces falls well short of demand from outpatients, staff and visitors. What he doesn't mention is that this is the first price increase for 12 years, which makes the current increase less surprising, even if unwelcome. In his last paragraph, John goes on to write, and I quote, "It is not our fault that some bright spark has decided to build a hospital right in the middle of nowhere." Really? The hospital is now part of one of the foremost scientific parks in the country, and the whole complex has grown significantly since the new hospital was built at Coney. One of their neighbours, the University of East Anglia, has, I understand, close links with the hospital. The question I put to John is, where would he have relocated from the St Stephen's site?
Also recently in the news is the cost of necessary refurbishment to Buckingham Palace. Who's going to pay? R. Watson of Mattershall thinks that it's worth the expense up to the public purse. I hope the expenditure on the refurbishment of Buckingham Palace is not going to generate misguided comments on the cost and value of the monarchy. Buckingham Palace is one of the nation's historic buildings and tourist attractions. Who occupies it seems to me to be irrelevant to the fact that if it needs maintenance, it needs maintenance. If this country was to become a republic, then Buckingham Palace would probably house the elected president, and the running costs of the building would be exactly the same. However, the difference would be that the elected president would not attract anything like the tourism that our monarch and all the attendant ceremony attracts. Do the Americans bleat on about the cost of maintaining the White House, or the French, the Élysée Palace? They too are historic buildings, and presumably their upkeep costs a lot of money. Are we so poor in this country that we can't afford to maintain ours?
The constant subject of roadworks and the highway policy of the local councils has F. Wheatley of Little Melton describing the city as one of pollution and gridlock. The recent bad weather and consequent increase in traffic highlights yet again the stupidity of what is happening in Norwich. More and more cars are being forced into fewer and fewer streets, thus increasing pollution on those streets and causing gridlock, which increases pollution even more. Those in charge of traffic management seem to have a vendetta against private transport. No doubt they would claim it is because of global warming. I think it is because the current regime at City Hall don't like people to be independent and use their own transport. At the same time, I bet most of them drive cars into the city. Another example of the establishment diktat, don't do as I do as I tell you.
And on a seasonal note, Carrie Miller of Easton would like to see shops closed on Boxing Day. Shops should be closed on Boxing Day. I can never understand why they started opening in the first place. It is still the festive season and everyone should be enjoying it at home. If people run out of something, they say, oh, don't worry, the shops will be open again on Boxing Day. To me, that's not the issue and I will not go to any shop on Boxing Day. The reason being in protest that shops should not be open in the first place. Shops are just being greedy, in my opinion.